Everything I know about business, I learned from watching Star Trek. I know it may sound silly, but the show has taught me many valuable lessons about life, love, and humanity. It has even helped shape my business career and given me essential guidance along the way. Here are my top 5 lessons about business and leadership taken from the world of Star Trek. Number 1. Be at the center of the battle. No self-respecting Star Trek captain lolled around on the bridge when there was a disaster to avert, or an away mission to lead. It's such a part of Star Trek canon that sci-fi writer John Scalzi wrote a whole book about the phenomenon. If you need to find Kirk, Archer, Janeway, or Picard at a moment's notice, go to where the action is. What's the lesson? As a manager, your chief job is to delegate, but your effort and presence at the right time can mean the difference between success and failure. Number 2. Hire people who are smarter than you. Kirk had Spock. Janeway had Tuvok. Picard had Data. Starfleet captains are highly intelligent, highly trained specialists. But every single one has a close and trusted officer on board who they know is even smarter and more capable. When a captain runs into a situation that's beyond their mental abilities, someone with the capacity to figure it out is right there on the bridge. What's the lesson? It's tough on the ego to not be the smartest person in the room, but it's also great for business. Hire people specifically because they're smarter and more capable than you are. This will give you a huge advantage over leaders whose egos can't take the hit. Number 3. Know your adversary. Whether it's Archer learning about the Zindi or Spock telling Kirk that Khan thinks in two dimensions, understanding the adversary has saved more than one Starfleet vessel. What's more, dozens of episodes center around learning information about a potential enemy that avoids armed conflict altogether. It's in the Prime Directive, after all. What's the lesson? Do your research and do it well. Whether you're looking at the competition, a new market, or your own processes, the more you know, the more opportunities you'll find for success. Number 4. Trust your advisors. Star Trek captains didn't just have somebody smarter than them in their inner circles. Each one had an advisor who didn't mind speaking up when they disagreed with the captain. In many episodes, heeding that advice turned out to be the one decision that saved the ship. What's the lesson? Don't just surround yourself with yes men. You hire your team members for their knowledge and expertise. Though it's valuable to expect your staff to earn your respect, you must also listen to their opinions when they bring them to you. Number 5. Learn to love the big chair. The big chair took many different forms on different ships, but it always had pride of place. Some later iterations of the Star Trek franchise even joked about it by putting junior officers in command during especially tense situations. The big chair was a symbol of authority and accomplishment, and sitting in it was a way of celebrating both. So what's the lesson? It's never the right move to abuse your position as a boss, but it is perfectly okay to enjoy the perks that come with the job. If you don't, what's the point of taking on all the extra stress of being in charge? You see, although Star Trek is set in the far reaches of our galaxy, it's actually about events right here at home. Behind all the fanciful storylines, colorful costumes, makeup, and special effects, the show is about us humans working together to overcome adversity and achieve our common goals. And if that's not a definition of leadership in business, I'm a Klingon.